3 days of exercises involving Chinese military aircraft and warships have heightened tensions across the Taiwan Strait. Beijing says the drills simulated precision attacks against targets on the island and its complete encirclement, and involved the Shandong aircraft carrier. Taiwan scrambled fighter jets in response. It follows last week's visit by Taiwan's president Tsai Ing-wen to California, where she met U.S. Speaker of the House Kevin McCarthy. Beijing says the exercises send a clear warning to any factional forces in Taiwan who may be seeking full independence for the island, which China regards as a breakaway province.
This is a stern warning to the provocative activities of Taiwan independent secessionist forces and collusion with the external forces, and a necessary move to safeguard national sovereignty and territorial integrity.
Taiwan's defense ministry has condemned the drills, accusing Beijing of destabilizing the region and declaring the island will continue with its own system of government.
The armed forces will uphold our sovereignty and maintain our national security in a composed, rational, and thoughtful manner.
With presidential elections next year, the current administration's policy of keeping China at a distance is popular among many Taiwanese.
Wanting to annex Taiwan is quite a weird thing. It's like if I were to say a place that I want to have and then just say that I want to annex it. That doesn't sound very reasonable. Historically, there were some connections, but that is not to say that Taiwan belongs to China.
Most ordinary people probably aren't afraid of the drills, with the main reason being that everyone thinks that China won't start a war.
China considers Taiwan part of its territory and has not ruled out using force to take it. Rob McBride, Al Jazeera.